Deep Down by Lee Child. Reacher's designated handler told him it wasn't going to be easy. There were going to be difficulties, numerous and various, a real challenge. The guy had no kind of a bedside manner. Normally, handlers started with the good news. Maybe there isn't any, Reacher thought. The handler was an intelligence colonel named Cornelius Christopher, but that was the only thing wrong with him. He looked like a decent guy. Despite the fancy name, he seemed to have turned out fairly plain and pragmatic. Reacher would have liked him, except he had never met him before. Going undercover with a handler you never met before led to inefficiency, or worse. Christopher asked, "How much did they tell you yesterday?" Reacher said, "I was in Frankfurt yesterday, which is in Germany. No one told me anything, except to get on a plane to Dulles and then report to this office."
"I see," Christopher said. "What should they have told me?"
"You really know nothing about this?"
"Some local trouble with staff officers."
"So they did tell you something?"
"No one told me anything, but I'm an investigator. I do this stuff for a living, and some things are fairly obvious. I'm a relatively new guy who has so far been posted almost exclusively overseas. Therefore, I'm almost certainly unknown to the kind of staff officer who doesn't get out much."
"Out of where?"
"The Beltway, for instance. Call it a 2-mile radius from this very office. Maybe they also have a fishing cottage on a lake somewhere, but that's not the kind of place I'm likely to have been."
"You're not very happy, are you?"
"I've had more promising days."
"What's your problem?
When does this thing start?"
"This afternoon."
"Well, that's my problem, right there. I've got a handler I never met before in a situation I know nothing about."
"Scared?"
"It's bad workmanship. It's shoddy and confused. It shows no pride. Because you guys are always the same. There's a clue in the title, remember?"
"What title?"
"Your title. Military intelligence. Ideally, both of those words should mean something to you. But surely at least one of them does. One at a time, if you wish. On alternate days, if you want.
Feel free to give me your honest opinion."
Reacher said, "So what do I need to know?"
And at that same minute, a car backed out of a driveway in a distant location, slowly, a front-wheel drive car with a yelp as the tires turned. Not the shriek of speed, the opposite, a suburban sound, rubber on a tended blacktop driveway, like the smell of the sprinkler on the summer air. Then the car paused, and the driver selected a forward gear, and the car rolled south, gently over the speed bumps that the driver himself had argued should be put in for the safety of the children. Then the car turned a little west, toward the highway, ready to join the mighty flow toward the capital. Colonel Cornelius Christopher sat forward and made a space on his desk, paired hands coming together back to back, and then sweeping apart, pushing clutter aside. The move was emphatic, but purely metaphorical. There was nothing on the desk, no clutter. A good man manager, Reacher thought. He let me have my say, and now we're moving right along. Christopher said,
"There's no danger. It's going to be all talking."
Reacher said, "Talking about what?"
"You were right. It's about staff officers. There are 4 of them. One of them is bad. They're all political liaison people to the House and the Senate. They practically live there. You know the type. Going places, fast track, better not to get in their way."
"Specifically?" "The Army is asking for a new sniper rifle. We're giving evidence to some new pre-committee. Begging, basically. Our legislative overseer